Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, baby. Y'all know what time it is. It is time to work it out Wednesday, my darling. I'm going to work it out, and I'm going to wind it all the way up. Yes, going to wind it up on today. Listen, I am broadcasting live in the Windy City, my darling. It's kind of clear out, you know. It's clear out today. But let me tell y'all something. I got some hot music on today. It's going to be going down with Superstar Tom and Luca. That's I-S-H-I-K-A. What's up here today is I Can't Quit Loving You. I Can't Quit Loving You. I've been loving you. Man, that's too long, folks. By Andrea Tyler. Listen, I'm broadcasting live in the Windy City. It is Work It Out Wednesday, back. It is February 21st, 2024, 9 a.m. On the Eastern Standard Time Zone, and 10 a.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm saying for here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is 10 o'clock, there. Rock, 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 money. You know I got to up to 8 p.m. to my home team. But give a shout-out to my team here. Nation International, the whole order of the one planet. Yeah, basically, it's in Zimbabwe, England, Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India. Y'all know something? We got two different flavors inside. That's the number with the Dumba Gold. And that's the number with the Dumba Silver. Let me tell y'all something. So I was talking about this one yesterday. We are now available all over. Online. You can get that www.spirits.com. Listen, you can be sitting in your house in California or Florida. You can go to www.spirits.com and purchase super rum. And it'll get right to your front door. It'll come right to your front door, baby. And I'm not giving it. Not yet, anyway. Listen. That's why I'm going on today before I get into the music. I want you guys to do this like on Facebook, you keywords. Give us a like, and I'll break the ticket. Come on in, give me a like. I've been here. All right. Yes, indeed, we are being heard all over the world. Thank you so much for Fierce Nation team. You know, I really appreciate those guys because they do more than just, you know, keep things going. They are behind the scenes doing things and helping out with things that I cannot sometimes get to, like Buy Love Hand, the online magazine. have some dedicated, loyal people that do write the articles for By Love's Hand. Really do appreciate them. So listen, I got some really great music on today. Superstar Tom Izuka. And listen, this song is called I Can't Quit Loving You. It is hot. It really is. It is hot. I love it. The vocals, let me tell you something. The vocals is by Andrea Taylor. Andrea Taylor, you are going to enjoy this song, I'm telling you. I played it on yesterday, and it is phenomenal. I really do enjoy it. I know you guys are going to enjoy it as well. You are going to enjoy it as well. I want you also to know that all the instruments, and it is produced by Tom Izuka. Yes, indeed. So listen, I want you guys to sit back, relax on this Wednesday workout morning, and I want y'all to check out Can't Quit. I Can't Quit Loving You. Come on up in here.
No need to tell me how you want me to hold you.
All right, that is I Can't Quit Loving You. I've been loving you madly too long. Vocals is Andrea Tyler. And that bad guitar picking and the instruments that you heard being played is by superstar Tom Izuka out of Japan. I love this song. It is beautiful. It is hot. Vocals is so saucy and wonderful. Once again, the vocals is by Andrea Tyler. Yes, indeed. I got another one for you by this amazing, incredible, talented artist, superstar Tom Izuka. He's out of Japan, you guys. The next one I want you to know is called Wanna See You Again. Wanna See You Again, and the vocals is Wally Sway, Sway. Y'all check this out up in here. All right, that is Wanna See You Again, Wanna See You Again, vocals Wally Sway, S-W-A-Y. Smooth song. I love the Caribbean vibe. It's really, really delicious. That Caribbean vibe is really delicious. And, you know, it kind of reminds me, you ever date somebody and you just can't wait to see them again? We've all dated somebody, especially in the beginning. You always want to say, oh, I can't wait to see you again. I want to see you tomorrow. Give me a call. You know, you remember stuff like that. It was so sweet and spicy in the beginning. You know what I'm saying. So listen. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you this. You guys know I'm a trained, licensed life coach trained by Dr. Monique Carradine. She was an on-air personality at Fox 32 News years ago here in Windy City. She's no longer there. She's doing her thing in Puerto Rico, my darlings. Had a privilege to work with her. Got a short story and a life lesson for you. It's based on the song, really, Want to See You Again. When I was listening to the song, I thought about somebody. I was like, you know, there was one individual that I used to see many years ago. His name was Scott. We used to call him Scott Smoking Trice. Scott Smoking Trice. That was his real name. Not making this up. Real name was Scott. My girlfriends introduced me to him, and it was just so magical. Every time I saw him, it was like, I can't wait to see him again. I can't wait to see him again. Now, listen, there is a moral to this story. I want you guys to pay attention. Sometimes when we meet somebody, we go with the connection. We go with the connection that we feel on the inside, you know, that you feel on the inside, the tingly, it feels so great, so wonderful. You can't wait to have that feeling again. You want to see them the next day or next week. Well, guess what? I'm going to give you a little insight. Sometimes you got to go with what's in your head. Don't forget, even though that connection and the attraction, because we're all attracted to one person or another person, you know what I'm saying? That's what brings you together. You see them, you're attracted to them, you feel that connection, you think they're really sexy or very handsome. But guess what? This is the part where you got to play it really smart. Don't just go with that. And you guys know this. You know this, but sometimes young people only go with that, and they don't go with what's in their head. Now, that's the reason why I'm telling you this. I'm setting you up to stay with their story. Listen, you got to make sure that you ask all the necessary questions, and sometimes people will lie. You ask some questions, and you got to make sure that you're trying to determine, is this a good connection, or is this a connection that you just need to say bye-bye, need to say bye-bye to it. And the reason I'm telling you this is because although Scott Smoking Trice, as we used to call him, we were so connected, it was so strong and everything like that. Well, listen, this was in my young days. You know what ended up happening? This guy, Scott Smoking Trice, had somebody else. He was living with another girl. He was living with a girl. But listen. I failed to deduce and determine by asking the necessary questions in the beginning. I never did ask if he was seeing someone. I just said, well, he couldn't be seeing someone because he's talking to me. He's with me. So I felt like, you know, I was remiss to ask the necessary questions. And again, I didn't ask those questions. I just went with it because somebody introduced me to this person, the person that I trusted this person. So I didn't think that he was living with somebody. Well, listen, let me tell you something. Always in the beginning, don't just go with the connection. So the moral of the story is this. Don't just go with that fuzzy feeling that you got on the inside. You got to go with your head, honey. You got to be thinking. You got to ask the questions, the necessary questions. You know what I'm saying. You got to do your interview. You got to go through your checklist, even though you're feeling like, oh, I just feel so good with this person. Oh, it's just so wonderful. It's so lovely. Well, honey, let me tell you something. That ain't going to carry you all the way through the year and all the way through next year. You got to find out what's up under the hood. Listen, honey, you got to find out if the oil is fresh and clean. You don't want no dirty oil. And when I say dirty oil, you don't want nothing dirty inside the person. Let me tell you something. You got to make sure the oil is fresh. You got to make sure you start out with something that's fresh and something that's really good, something that's going to bring some value to you. You don't want no dirt. If you got some dirty oil, that ain't bringing no value to you, honey. You got to keep it moving. So listen. I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I get to do this all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love,